One of the things I wonder about a lot when I'm grading students or evaluating them or trying to get them to understand what they seem to be skilled at is that our mission's to, you know, nurture and encourage and to sort of do that inside an academic environment. And I wonder often whether what I'm seeing in a student is going to be consistent with what the world sees in someone once they're out of here. So have you found that the things that you were told that you were good at or were rewarded for, or that the faculty here kind of, you know, gave you some sense of a positive assessment about, are consistent with the things that you've discovered you're good at, or are drawn to doing now that you're doing this professionally?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think there are some consistencies. I think there are skills I gained at Swarthmore that I am immensely grateful I have now. First and foremost, probably writing, actually. I think being able to write and articulate ideas in terms of speaking, and a lot of what I do now as a director is facilitating a room and managing people. And I think being able to engage in civil discourse in a way in which you're listening, but also being able to stand your ground is a lot of what we do in Swarthmore discussions and seminars. And really directly applies to my job now. I mean, I think in terms of a continuation of what I felt like I was good at or really was working on at Swarthmore into now, a huge thing that I think Swarthmore gave me is actually confidence. And that's, I think, sort of a hard skill to measure. But I do think the investment that the faculty and staff and peers at Swarthmore put into each other made me feel like I had a safety net to do certain things, and also that I could take risks because I knew there were people around to catch me. I mean, I was just thinking last night when I was reflecting on this about a first year seminar I took. It was Betsy Bolton's Jane Austen seminar. And first of all, I was blown away that Jane Austen could actually be like an academic study that I could take and discuss. And I was so excited by that. And it was my first college paper. And we had submitted little drafts or proposals for what we were going to do. And Betsy Bolton, as she should with first semester freshmen, totally tore them apart. And I remember being so wounded because I felt like, no, writing something I've been good at. And it destroyed me not to do well. And I remember I was talking to her about coming up with a thesis. And she said, you know, okay, I have to teach this other class, but we'll continue this conversation and call me tonight. And she gave me her home phone number. And I remember vividly it was Halloween. And so I called her and she picked up and we would talk about the thesis I was creating for, I think, Jane Austen's Persuasion. And we'd talk for about 10 minutes and then she'd say, hang on, I have trick-or-treaters. And she'd hang up and go deal with the trick-or-treaters and then call me right back. And over the course of sort of on and off phone calls over an hour, we narrowed in on this thesis and she really pushed me to articulate it and figure out how to support it. But she was there for me that evening to, you know, talk through that process. And it was a process I used throughout my time at Swarthmore. And I think, you know, today just feeling like I've been through a process that required me to keep going and be persistent, but have the confidence that people had my back has been immensely helpful.